Finally today, we shine a spotlight on singer Oumou Sangare. She's a superstar in Africa, especially in her home country, Mali. Sangare's best known there as the songbird of Wasulu. Wasulu is the name of her native region. Oumou Sangare is also known as a champion of human rights, especially women's rights, and she's now in the midst of a North American tour promoting her newest album, Seya.
Seya veut dire la joie. Seya.
Seya means joy. I had not produced an album in 7 years before this, so I had time to think about it, and I thought, I'm going to bring joy with this. That's what counts. I saw all these problems with the economy and health. The world is rife with problems, so I wanted to bring in a positive note. It's just like Africans. There are too many problems in Africa, but Africans have a sense of joy. I know it's hard to believe, because when I'm in Europe or in the US, I see that what is shown of Africa is misery, famine, poverty. But when you are there, it's very different. There's a whole other side to Africa, which is very positive. People are happy just to exist, even if they are poor. In this song, I talk about joy. I talk about a girl who's full of life. She goes to the market to buy her bazin, her cotton fabric, and then she goes to the dyer who will color the fabric. I decided to use the story of the dyer as an homage to the hard work of African women. African women are so brave. Dyers make their own dye, and they come up with colors that don't even exist. And people all over the world are in love with those colors because they are the result of African women's great work.
Tonight, Oumou Sangare is performing at the Montreal Jazz Festival. You can see her other North American tour dates at theworld.org, our website. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world. Wele wele wentule 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 wele wele w